Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Undivided attention on the mystery and majesty of our God. Romans 5, the first five verses, will be our focus today. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. "Watch me," my daughter yelled from the hill at the park. Not tearing my eyes away from the conversation I was having with another parent, I replied, "I'm watching, honey." And smart little girl that she is, my daughter returned, "No, Mom, look at me." I often try to give my children my focus, eye contact, my warmth. I should. I'm their mom. But it's hard. I get distracted, overwhelmed, and I'm often running on empty. The same thing happens in my relationship with God. I say I'm listening, that I'm paying attention, that I really focused on my morning devotion. But how often am I just giving Him half of me or less, distracted, divided, multitasking? My sinful heart is prone to wander. I elevate other voices, other tasks, other priorities, and in doing so, I sin against the one who gave me everything. God should turn away, but instead He turned toward me in mercy. Because of Jesus, we stand in grace, justified, forgiven, loved. Not because we earned His attention, but because He gave it freely on the cross. And through the empty tomb, now we have peace with God. Even in our suffering, amidst the chaos, and in our distraction, God's Spirit pours out hope into our hearts like a steady stream. That's the mystery and majesty of our God. He gives us His full, undivided attention in the classroom, at home, in our mess. And when we stop, even briefly, to give Him our hearts in return, He fills us with peace that no noise can interrupt. So pause. Breathe, stand in His grace. And when a little one tugs on your sleeve for attention, remember, you're reflecting the same love your Father has shown you, patient, present, and full of peace. Let's pray together. Dear Father, I get distracted and my attention is divided so easily. Forgive me for the ways I push you aside. Thank you for never turning away from me. Help me stand in your grace and reflect your steady love and peace to all those around me today. Amen. We focus also on Christian worship number 586. Come, Holy Ghost, Creator blessed, and make our hearts your place of rest. Come with your grace and heavenly aid and fill the hearts which you have made. To you, the Counselor, we cry, to you, the gift of God Most High, the fount of life, the fire of love, the soul's anointing from above. In you with graces sevenfold, we God's almighty hand behold, while you with tongues of fire proclaim to all the world His holy name. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.